Hi, this is a dictation for Shabnam Amir, Shabnam Amir. The date of birth is 3/4/1994, date of accident 8/29/2023, and date of service is 9/7/2023. The patient reports of severe pain in the neck, the left shoulder, the left upper trapezius, upper back, as well as the lower back. Along with this, patient has a radiation of pain into the left upper arm and also into the left upper thigh up to the knee, laterally mostly and posteriorly, in a S1 and L5-6 nerve L5-S1 nerve distribution. These pains are severe and constant and are alleged to have happened after an automobile accident. It happened on 8/29/2023. History of the automobile accident is as follows. Ms. Shabnam Amir was a front seat passenger restrained on 8/29/2023 at 7:45 a.m. She was traveling with her husband, who was the driver, and a youngest daughter, 3-year-old. They were traveling in a Tesla of 2023 model, and they were hit with a Mitsubishi car, which stopped at stop sign at 40 miles an hour. They were restrained and the airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not come to the scene. The patient reported that the accident happened on George and Telegraph intersection. George is a small street where they were coming out to make a right turn into the Telegraph Road, and another car that was traveling across the Telegraph was presumed to go straight forward, suddenly turned and hit into their driver's side rear. The impact of the crash led to this patient, Shabnam Amir, hit to the headrest, but no major trauma is reported. She says that her husband hit into her shoulder because he shifted and twisted towards her due to the impact, and there was a neck whiplash, but no head injury, no laceration, no swelling or hematomas, and there was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, no knee trauma or hip trauma, no elbows or shoulder, except for the left shoulder that got injured in this person, nothing else was reported. Headaches were reported. And patient was taken to the ER, Beaumont Hospital in Taylor, where all the x-rays, CT scan for the neck and head were found negative, and was discharged. On pain medication, muscle relaxers. The damage to the car is minuscule. It is only damage in the rear bumper and rear trunk area, fender. But other than that, most of the car is okay, is being repaired. The other driver got the ticket in this accident. History of presenting illness. Patient reports of moderately severe headaches. 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 on the left temple and sometime in the forehead, and they are constant, sensitive to noise, not sensitive to light, and there is associated nausea, but patient denies any vomiting, seizures, aura, fever, or any other issues. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of mild to moderate dizziness, which is present ever since the accident, along with loss of balance and nausea. She denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. She denies any loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed or numbness in the bed. Number two in the bed. She also denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision, field, taste problem, smell problem, or anything to do with the TMJ or any facial muscles. Regarding the pain, patient has been experiencing extreme pain in the left side of the neck, as well as left shoulder area and left trapezius area with radiation to the left upper arm. Lower back pain is 6 to 7, which is constant and severe and is radiating to the left buttock and left leg posteriorly and laterally. These pains are reported to be present several times a day as throbbing, stabbing, cramping, heart burning, and splitting. They are 3 to 8 on a CBT of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 5. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, and improved by lying down. Patient further tells that she can walk up to one or two blocks without pain. She can sit okay, but standing is painful in the back. Sleep is 5 to 6 hours, and mood is okay. So far, she has only had x-rays, no MRI, CT scan, or other testing are done. She has associated muscle weakness and numbness, tingling, pains, and needle, as well as sleep disturbance. The weakness is present, denies any sudden anesthesia or major anxiety, depression, panic, no incontinence of the urine bowel, slight difficulty in walking only when walking more than a block, and patient further denies any suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts, and anxiety problem, the concentration problem. Mood is described good at 7. However, she reports sleep effect and depression issues. So far, patient has had x-rays only, and in the past treatment, no treatment has been afforded except for medication from the hospital. In the system review, patient reports of high cholesterol in the heart disease, GI disease is positive for gallbladder, endocrine disease positive for diabetes type 2, psychiatric positive for depression, past surgical history positive for gallbladder, 2019 C-section in 2020. Allergy is none. Family history, patient is report the mother is deceased due to typhoid, father is deceased due to heart attack. There are 7 sisters. And they're all living, no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is married, lives with her husband. There are 3 kids, 8, 6, and 3. Employment status, patient has never worked and she is just a homemaker. She has never filed disability. Legal history, patient has doctor, Mr. Daniel. Daniel MacLeod. And the personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 125 or 89, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100, height 4'9", and weight is 150. The patient is a 40-year-old Pakistani female who is alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably, and is well-built, well-nourished, obese, hydration is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient does not appear anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using an adaptive device. Rest of the exam is from the template, which includes normal neurological examination. Musculature examination is positive. She has extreme spasm in the trapezius muscle, quadratus lumborum, and paraspinal muscles from L1 to L5, and tenderness is noticed in L5-S1 and bilateral SI joint. Rest of the muscles are normal, with normal tone and contraction without any fasciculation or any tenderness or atrophy. A few trigger points are noticed at the junction, at the middle fibers of trapezius, especially on the left side, 2 of them, and 1 on the right side. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpations from the template. Spine tenderness is at L5-S1 and bilateral SI joint. And also, there is a paraspinal muscle spasm from L1 to L5 with no trigger points, hypertonicity of 2 plus without any tenderness, range of motion. Cervical spine is forward flexion is 35, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, and rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not painful. Cervical spine examination reveals Hoffman sign is negative. Purling sign is positive. And the Lerman test is positive. Distraction test negative. Sotal test is negative. Thoracic spine Roos test, slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test is positive, 30 degrees bilaterally, contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally, Breger test negative, CAM test is positive. SI joint reveals positive favor test bilaterally, Gunsmith test positive bilaterally, however, standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. In the extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. The right upper extremity and both the lower extremities are normal to touch, well perfused without any tenderness, edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose vein. And the range of motion of all these joints is normal except for left shoulder. Quick test is negative, no lag line dispense is noticed. Gait is normal. Patient is not using any adaptive devices. Left shoulder examination reveals on inspection normally appearing shoulder with no dislocation or any contusion lacerations. The range of motions are limited. Active motion is up to 90 degree of abduction beyond which there is a severe pain. Muscle strength is 4/5 and a special test drop arm test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension is positive and speed test near test positive. Hawking Conrad test was positive. Also, can you please mention in the ADL that the patient reported that personal hygiene, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, or reaching into the cabinet is affected. 8. Eating and toileting and ability to lift dinner plates is affected. 7. Feeding is affected. 6. The diagnosis. In general, V89.2 X16, Z79.891, CNS R51, F41.1, F32.9, TBI S06.301A, PNS M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, cervical spine M54.2540.20, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.551.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine bilaterally M46.1. M99.04, M54.7, S33.5XX. Plan of care for the Shabnam Amir is from the template. Treatment plan for Shabnam Amir is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue for the neck and the lower back, both the sacroiliac joints and left shoulder. Traction massage mechanism back program are ordered. patient remains disabled for work, housework replacement, transportation have been checked. Medications are provided. Patient is given Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation for relieving the spasm. Allerville 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, pain and relief of depression, anxiety. Xanax is also provided 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, panic. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for the radiculopathy. The patient has headaches. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment for 4% for topical pain relief. Narcotic pain medication are provided. Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 every 1 QD PRN. And patient is provided with this medication to bring some relief and help in the pain. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. They have been ordered, released, and they'll be reviewed once they are available. Interventional pain procedures. Patient is advised for trigger points in the area of neck to shoulder junction at the middle fiber of the trapezius or both sides of the neck. Even paraspinal muscles have a trigger point which can be helped. Rest of the procedure are on hold until a trial of physical therapy is given and doesn't bring relief. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation will be conducted at a little later date if an MRI for neuroquant come positive. Provision of attended care and caseworker, not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered release investigations. No investigation is being ordered at this time, and few more follow-up visits will do so. DMEs. The patient is ordered a cold compression and a back brace to help her carry out her life and help her in healing. Education, yes. Follow-up in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.